Well, we're going to just read a couple of verses, and they're in the same passage that we're looking at this afternoon. If you don't have your Bibles, you can look at them later in Philippians chapter 2. And just two little verses that I'm thinking about, those that are younger, and I'm trying to think I could share something with you, and just had a little opportunity like this, what would it be? I think this is it here. We're going to read just the end of verse 12 and all of verse 13. Philippians 2, the end of 12 says, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." And I think those two expressions are interesting because they go hand in hand. First of all, it says to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And then it says, "For it is God which worketh in you." Of course, these verses are written to Christians, so if there's someone here who's not saved, then this doesn't apply. It's not saying that your salvation is something you have to work at. It's not saying that you're saved by doing something, but what it's saying is you have to work out to its completion. That should be your goal. That's really the idea. Your salvation practically. Not speaking about the saving of your soul, but sanctification. That living that God is expecting from us, he's saying to work it out. I think the easiest way to think of that word working out, is to think of a math problem. And the teacher says to work it out. What does it mean? It doesn't mean you have to go and physically do something. It means he wants you to take it from its initial state right to the completion, right to the point where you have the solution. So work it out. Take it right to the finish, right to the objective. And so when God says to work out our salvation, he's saying take it to the finish. Take it to the point, the goal that salvation has in mind. What is the goal? What is it? What is the point of the Christian life?
Peace with God.
What's that?
Peace with God.
Peace with God. Good. I'm thinking of something.
Heaven.
Christ-likeness.
That's it. Christ-likeness. That's what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Certainly heaven is what is in view at the end of the Christian journey, but the goal of the Christian life is Christ-likeness. And in the first chapter, he mentions Christ 18 times. And he's going over it again and again, and that's where we have that verse that you all know, "For me to live, Christ." That's what he says. That's the point of life, Christ. And so when God says to work out our salvation, he's saying you have to actively pursue this goal. This is the point of it. This is the point of the Christian life, Christ-likeness. Work out your salvation. So, we have that goal. That's the question. What's your point in living Christian life? What's your objective? What's the big thing that you're going after in your Christian life? Maybe some have aspirations to be missionaries. That'd be good. Maybe you want to see an orphanage established or something like that. That'd be excellent. But the point, the goal of Christian living is Christ-likeness. So, my little piece of advice to you is you've got to make it your goal. Mm-hmm. You've got to be with this objective in your life. And the second part of this is it's God who's going to do the work in you. But if you don't have the goal, it's not going to happen. That's what it says in the second verse that we read. So first of all, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. I didn't say anything about the fear and trembling. What does that mean? Well, I think really the idea is that we should be afraid, not of Christ-likeness. Sometimes we're afraid. I don't know about you, but sometimes we've got this idea, if we ask God to make us more like Christ, if we ask God to guide us in his will, he's going to bring some terrible circumstances into our lives, and it's going to be a rough road. Well, God can make the road rough whether we ask or not. That's not to be afraid of. That's not what a fear and trembling is here. I think the idea is this fear and trembling is, first of all, a fear of missing the goal. The fear of not becoming more like Christ. And maybe a fear of selfishness, a fear of self-dependence, a fear of going my own way in the Christian life, a fear of wasting 30, 40, 50 years. That would be something worth being afraid of. And it happens so easily. So right now, in your teens, in your early 20s, is a time to make it your goal to be Christ-like. Make that your primary goal, Christ-likeness. with fear and trembling, with fear of getting swerved off the path or distracted by something else, a bad choice in a partner in life, or a bad decision about the kind of job you take or the place where you settle down. Those are things you'd be afraid of. Anything that's going to take you away from that Christ-likeness, fear and trembling. But then it says in the next verse, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." So the Christian has put into him or her a desire to be like Christ. That's why when people are listening to me right now, there's some of you that are saying in your mind, you know, that's what I want. You know, I would really like to be more like Christ. I can think of some older Christian and I can see Christ in them, and you know, that's really what I want in my life. And then there might be others thinking, you know, this is kind of a waste of time. Let's get on with the snack. Where's the snack? Okay, let's get on with things, right? Because those that are real, those that are genuine, God worketh, he puts this will, this desire to be Christ-like. So he's made me want that. And he's not only made me want it, but he's willing to do it in me. Worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Obviously, his good pleasure is that I would be more like his son. That's the reason he saved me. And so, I was thinking about the three-legged race that we used to do at the Sunday school picnic. I don't know if you do them around here. But that's kind of like Christian life, isn't it? You know, God has connected us inseparably with Christ. And we're running a race. And the goal really should be to be in step with him. And God's not about to pick us up and to run to the finish line. Christ is not going to lift me up and run to the finish line so that I win the race. No. He's expecting me to want this. That's why he's saying, make it your goal. Work out your salvation. And so, like the three-legged race, the only way that I'm going to get to the end is if I'm willing and my partner's willing and we're in happy fellowship together. We're working together for the same purpose. And that's what this verse is saying. God is willing and he's able. He's trying to give us that ability to be more Christ-like. But am I willing? He's not going to drag me down the field. He's not going to pick me up and just carry me to the other end. Am I willing to walk step in step? He's willing. He's going to give me the power, the ability to do it. It's not going to be in my own strength. But I have to make it my goal to be Christ-like. So if this is what you want in your Christian life, then really where it all begins is on your knees. Asking God to make you more like his son, to help you in the decisions of your life so that you can be more like his son. And if you make that your goal and your desire, everything else is going to fall into its right place. Why? Because God says so. To will and to do of his good pleasure. That's what he wants. But it's only going to be based on my willingness. Do I make it my goal in life? Mm-hmm. And so, just some little simple things, but this is the pivotal time in your life to begin setting this goal and going after Christ-likeness. It's not so much what we accomplish, and that's something that the Lord's had to teach us as a family, and me as a person many times. It's not so much what we're accomplishing for him, but it's what he's able to do in us that is his great purpose. And so sometimes the circumstances are hard and you don't have answers for everything that happens, but you know what? It's not so much what I've done for him, but it's more what he's doing in me, if I'm willing to be molded and made more like Christ. So just a little thought, and hope at least one person will leave here making it a goal. I want to be more like Christ in my life, and asking God for the strength and desire to continue in that path.